At Wyffels Hybrids, we're helping corn growers prepare to get the most out of this growing season. Product Development Manager Brent Tharp provides tips on dealing with issues we're already seeing in many fields. Brent, what are some things you're already noticing growers deal with this season?
Well, with the unusual, unseasonably warm weather that we're having, we're seeing a ramp up in insect and weed activity out in the fields. And with the weeds, they're growing pretty fast, and we've noticed and heard that farmers are adding 2,4-D in their burn down mixtures. And we just want to recognize that there is a planting limitation or a restriction on using 2,4-D in burn downs. And farmers need to allow enough time in between applying a 2,4-D application and planting. And that time varies on the rate of 2,4-D you use. And in corn, if you're using 1 pint per acre in your burn down, you really should allow 7 days before you plant. And that's on the herbicide label. And if you're using 1 to 2 pints, that you need to move it up to 14 days after planting. And this is due to crop injury, the potential for crop injury. There's many instances where you could probably get away with it, but it's better safe to be sorry than sorry when you're dealing with 2,4-D in corn or even soybeans. And there's a planting restriction with them too. So one of the other things that the unusual warm spring is bringing is that insect development is driven kind of like corn by heat. So they're developing, and black cutworms in particular, we've seen moths around, and moth flights have been reported. So they're probably laying eggs in these weedy fields, and they'll be developing. So if we hold off on our planting, as we should due to the weather, the corn will be at a smaller stage and the cutworms will be at a larger stage. It would just be good to keep an eye out for any cutworm activity.
Thanks, Brent. For more information on agronomic issues or to contact Wyffels Hybrids, visit us at wyffels.com.